South Dakota Real Estate Headlines, SD Property Record Search Tool, Deeds, Liens, and Owner Data in One Place. A new South Dakota Property Record Search platform lets users look up owner information, deeds, permits, tax records, loans, and liens. Real estate professionals in SD can streamline due diligence and verify property histories faster without jumping between county databases. Bookmark http://southdakota.propertychecker.com/ for your next transaction. South Dakota Real Estate Headlines. 2024 South Dakota Commission Rates, What Pros Need to Know. Redfin published a guide covering South Dakota real estate commission expectations for 2024, including typical costs and factors that affect rates. Understanding commission structures helps SD agents and brokers price their services competitively and set clear expectations with clients in the current market. Review the full breakdown to benchmark your 2024 commission strategy at www.redfin.com/blog/South-Dakota-Real-Estate-Commissions/. South Dakota Real Estate Headlines. Dakota property records now searchable via staterecords.org. Staterecords.org offers a South Dakota property search tool that provides access to public property tax records, ownership records, including deeds and property lines maps. Real estate professionals can quickly verify ownership history, assess tax obligations, and review boundary documentation to streamline transactions and due diligence. Add https://southdakota.statereds.org/property-records to your research toolkit for fast, free property record lookups across South Dakota. South Dakota Real Estate Headlines. South Dakota average realtor commission hits 5.84% in 2026 survey. A February 2026 survey of local real estate agents found the average real estate commission in South Dakota is 5.84%, which exceeds the national average. South Dakota real estate professionals should note that local commission rates run above the national benchmark, potentially affecting competitive positioning and client conversations. Review the full South Dakota commission data at the source link to benchmark your own fee structure. Background and context. Why cap rates are a starting point, not a verdict. A cap rate is just NOI divided by price. It bakes in zero assumptions about the market, asset class, or capital structure. Two properties with identical 6% cap rates can have wildly different risk profiles depending on lease maturity, tenant credit, and capital reserve needs. Cap rate is a quick screening tool, not a buy signal. Underwriting purely on cap rate is the most common reason new investors pay above market prices. The same investors then blame the market when their projected returns do not materialize 3 years in. For every cap rate you compare, add the lease maturity year and the CapEx reserve assumption. Background and context. The HOA documents that matter when buying a condo. Beyond the standard CCNRs, four documents predict future assessment risk. The reserve study is the association underfunded. The most recent two annual budgets, the delinquency report, what percent of owners are behind, and any pending litigation. A reserve study funding ratio below 30% is a yellow flag, below 10% is red. Special assessments in underfunded associations routinely run $10,000 to $50,000 per unit and arrive with little notice. The reserve study is a legally required disclosure in most states, but most buyers never ask for it. Request the reserve study and delinquency report in writing during your diligence period. Background and context. Variance, special use permit, or full rezone, knowing which to ask for. A variance asks the board to bend the rule for your specific lot due to hardship. It is the narrowest and fastest path. A special use permit, sometimes called conditional use, accepts the underlying zoning but adds conditions for a specific use. A full rezone changes the district itself and requires the broadest political process. Filing the wrong instrument is the most common cause of months-long delays. The right instrument can shorten an entitlement's timeline by 60 to 90 days versus the wrong one. Before filing, ask the planner which instrument they would prefer to see. They almost always tell you.